Hey guys, thanks so much again for tuning in to The Strong Her Way to Eat, Move, and Live. My name is Alicia Carlson, and I am your host for today. So we are in part two of a two-part series, and I am going to be walking you through how you can find your sweet spot when it comes to exercise, nutrition, and basically all things regarding this non-diet lifestyle. So if you haven't listened to last week, I want to invite you to pause right now, go back and catch last week's episode, and then you can hop back into this one. If you have listened, then you are in the right spot here for part two. So I want to walk you through, like I said, how you can find your sweet spot with exercise and basically like what is the best dose for you? What is that optimal dosage for you and for your lifestyle in the season? I like to think about this a little bit like medicine, right? We don't want to take too much because obviously that could have, you know, ill effects on us. But if we don't take enough or if we don't do enough, then that might not actually like help with the problem, right? With medicine. The minimum dosage is great for like maintenance. Sometimes you might have to kick it up a little bit if you have different goals that you're working towards. But ideally, we want to find what is that minimum dose that you can do to kind of keep you in that place where you're happy, you're healthy, you feel strong, you feel fit, and you feel like you are getting the results that you want. So just like I talk about with nutrition, your exercise is kind of on a spectrum, right? So there's, you know, when we talk about nutrition, there's kind of like better versus worse rather than good versus bad. So you can always kind of think about, okay, this maybe is the choice that I'm making right now because it's what I have available to me, right? But if you have more options, you can kind of start to think about, okay, what would be just like a slightly better choice that I could make? And kind of like with nutrition, like I just said, exercise falls on its very own spectrum. There's the bare minimum, which is great for maintaining. It's great for busy seasons of life if you're not feeling well, or if you just really don't feel like you can invest any more time or energy into your exercise or your fitness right now, then that is great, right? That's the bare minimum. But on the way opposite end of the spectrum, you have kind of your max effort. Like you think about like being a professional or an elite athlete, right? So it's like completely the opposite of the bare minimum, and it's your all out maximum effort. So this is somebody who basically gets paid to work out. They get paid to, you know, train all the time, to be so focused on their nutrition. For most of us, I'm guessing we probably don't fall there, but I think it's important for me to point out that I really feel like that has been a very unhealthy trend that mainstream fitness has been making, right? It's kind of taking what professional athletes are doing or what professional bodybuilders are doing, and it's kind of applying that same mentality and those same strategies to everyday people, everyday women like us, right? And it's kind of unreasonable because we have other things that we're juggling. We have other things that we're doing. And I don't know about you, but I'm not getting paid to work out. I'm not getting paid to eat a specific diet, even though there was a point in my life where I certainly acted as if I was, right? So this maximum effort is basically that point just right before a person is likely going to start to experience negative consequences, right? So you're thinking about injury, burnout, massive tissue damage, maybe even some central nervous system damage. So, you know, you definitely don't want to get to that place because then you're not going to be doing much of anything, right? But in the middle, you have your sweet spot. And this is really where most of us live, right? In terms of like time, like maybe we're not totally like sedentary, but also we're not a paid elite athlete, right? So we want to kind of find your Goldilocks zone. This is going to be that place where you're doing just enough to elicit the results that you want and that lives and works within the rest of your life, but you're not doing so much that you are getting injured or you're feeling burned out or you're feeling stressed, and you're not doing enough that you're not getting the results that you want, if that makes sense, right? So your sweet spot is going to be determined by a variety of factors, things like your schedule, maybe your finances, like what resources can you access? Do you have access to a gym or a trainer? Yes or no, right? Your desire, do you even want this? How bad do you want the goal that you're working towards? your commitment, how much are you going to stick with it even when it gets hard, as well as other life factors. So a variety of other things, like, are you a caretaker? Are you homeschooling your kids? Like, what other things you have going on? So let's talk about some things that affect your sweet spot, right? Your goals. So the bigger your goals are, obviously, the more likely you're going to have to work. You know, you're going to have to give a little bit more effort, a little bit more energy to reach for those goals. Your ability, right? So where are you at? Are you kind of a beginner when it comes to fitness? Are you a little bit more seasoned? Where are you at there, right? So the higher your ability level, the more capacity you're going to have to train, and you're probably going to recover a little bit quicker as well, or properly. The harder you're going to be able to push yourself. If you're somebody who's just getting started out, it would be crazy for you to attempt like an advanced workout program, because you're probably going to quit before you even get too far into it, just because of the discomfort and the pain of overtraining yourself that way. Your schedule, it is only your sweet spot. It is only your optimal dose if it fits within your schedule and the rest of your life, right? So even if your body could handle a certain amount of working out or a certain amount of stress, the rest of your life may not be able to, right? So if it was a training program that required you to work out 90 minutes a day, 6 days a week, but you just don't have that capacity in your schedule, then you're going to be causing yourself so much more stress than the benefit of doing that workout program, if that makes sense. And you might even just think like, well, what the heck's even the point? If I can't commit to 90 minutes a day, I might as well just not even do it. And so I want to offer that everybody's sweet spot is going to be different, because it's all of our lives are different, right? They all look so different. And then when we talk about things like your desire, so like, how bad do you want this? What's your commitment like? Unless you are getting paid to work out, unless it is your full-time job, you're going to have to ask yourself, like, how important is it to you to train or to do these certain activities, right? So it's thinking about, like, what are you willing to give up in your life outside of exercise or nutrition or whatever to reach these goals? Because as we talked about in part one, there are going to be some trade-offs, right? There are going to be some sacrifices. So you have to really get to your deep why. Like, why are you pursuing these goals in the first place? And recognizing that if it's a specific feeling that you are wanting to feel about yourself, you have access to those feelings before you ever even reach the goal. In fact, pursuing the goal is going to be so much more fun for you if you already can feel that way about yourself. Sadly, so many women, I think, embark on these fitness goals or these weight loss goals because they're chasing a feeling that they want to have about themselves. But if you can tap into that feeling before you ever lose a pound or a percentage of body fat or a drop a pant size or get a compliment from somebody else, you're going to be so much happier. You're going to be so much further ahead when you finally do reach that goal, right? Money. So if you have more money and resources, the more you can invest in recovery stuff. So like getting a massage or going to a chiropractor or a PT, if you get injured, you can invest that money into supplements, right? So these things could help speed up your recovery, but not everybody has access financially to all of those things. So again, you kind of have to ask yourself, like, if this is going to require money that I don't have, like, what are the other options? How can we work kind of within your lifestyle? Your results. So the results that you're getting are essentially going to guide whether or not you are in your sweet spot. You could be essentially doing everything by the book or doing it perfectly, but if you're wanting a certain result, you're definitely going to have to pay attention to the different results that different levels of training and commitment are going to give you, if that makes sense. So it's just kind of looking at, like, are your efforts matched up with the results that you're getting or the results that you want? And you can tell that basically by the outcomes, right? Genetics do play a role in your response to exercise and your overall capacity to handle stress, to recover, like I said. But also, your genetics play a role in the results that you're going to get. Again, you know, I feel like I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. I feel like we've been duped a little bit into thinking that we can essentially kind of control what our body does, control what weight we're at. The reality is, I really only think that there's one person that knows what your ideal body's weight is. And let me be frank in saying that it's not a BMI chart. It's not your doctor. I don't even think that we actually know what our ideal weight is. I think it's our creator. He's the only one that knows exactly how much your body is supposed to weigh. And, you know, we don't think that we can manipulate our height. So I don't know why we have it in our heads so much that we can absolutely 100% control what we should weigh or what we can weigh and what we want to weigh. So, you know, I want to encourage you to kind of think about your genetics too in this, right? That they are going to play a role. Your sleep, the amount of your sleep that you're getting, the quality of sleep that you're getting has a huge impact on your recovery. And then your capacity, again, to work, to continue to work out. If you are not sleeping well or you have poor sleep habits, you know, then it's going to be a lot harder for you to find the motivation to keep going because you're going to be tired. You're not going to be recovering quite as well. It could be hard, you know, really to stick with a higher intensity program and that idea of doing more, right? Always doing more. You have to think about, am I recovering well? Am I, you know, managing stress pretty well? So it's just all of those things. You want to consider your recovery. So this is not only affected by your sleep or your genes or getting massages or supplements, but recovery also comes down to your nutrition. It comes down to your stress management skills. You know, are you taking some time to kind of journal or to meditate or pray or, you know, whatever it is. So it's looking at all of those different things. Okay. And it's taking all of those things into consideration when we're looking at finding your sweet spot. So again, that's your goals. That's your fitness level or your ability level. It's your schedule. It's your personal commitment. So your deep why to these goals. It's your financial resources. It's your genes, it's your sleep, it's what are you doing to recover between exercises, between workout sessions, right? So here's the deal. It can be incredibly hard to figure out what your specific sweet spot or Goldilocks range looks like for you. I want you to take a look at your current exercise situation. Ask yourself, is it working for you? Is it working in all areas, right? So that's looking at mental, emotional, physical, relational, spiritual, all of these different areas. Is what you're doing right now with your exercise and your nutrition working? If it is, great, I want you to stick with it. If it's not, and you feel like you are kind of at that upper end and you want to back down a little bit, you want to practice incorporating a little bit more rest this week, you're likely going to have to address that inner mean girl that wants to pressure you to do more, right? It's that little nagging feeling that you didn't do enough. You need to do more. You need to just keep going, right? I want you to silence her. If, however, you're on the other end and you feel like you want to try to incorporate a little bit more, then I want you to take a little peek at your life. Is it feasible, right? So again, looking at your time, looking at your financial resources, can you actually add anything more onto your plate right now or not? Is it going to add more stress or not? If you decide that it's not, and now is a good time, it's a good season of life for you to make some changes, then I want you to focus on making one small change. Tweak one thing at a time. Maybe you just add a few more minutes to the workout, right, that you're already doing. Maybe you take a walk after dinner. Maybe it's a little bit yoga before and or after your workout to help you stretch and work on flexibility, a little bit of mobility, right? The important thing is that you check your heart and you check your intentions and you do what works for you and for your life in this season. And understand that with every season of life, it's going to look a little different, right? We're going to have to come back and kind of reevaluate these things. Finding your exercise sweet spot is not only going to help you reach your goals, it's also going to feel easy, right? It's going to feel simpler. It's going to feel like it fits within the rest of your life. And to me, that is the epitome of a healthy lifestyle, is that it's something that just kind of blends in seamlessly with the rest of your day, with the rest of your life. And it's not a big deal, right? It's as natural as brushing your teeth. I want you to allow you to, this was going to allow you to show up to build your life and your business with confidence, with ease, right? It's going to be that place of feeling like you're not really having to sacrifice or give up too much. It's important to recognize that you don't have to go to extremes to get the results that you want. Finding your sweet spot essentially is going to help you get a better handle on your hunger and your fullness, right? It's going to help you kind of get to know your appetite a little bit more, which is going to make it so much easier for you to make those nutrition choices that ultimately align with your goals. You're going to be able to recover in just the way that you need to between your training sessions. You'll be able to achieve your goals, your physical goals, without compromising any physical or mental health. Finding that sweet spot is going to help you avoid that burnout that I talked about before. It's going to reduce your risk of injury and overuse injuries. You'll be able to improve consistency, right? Which ultimately improves the sustainability, because if we can kind of move out of that all or nothing, or, you know, 100 miles an hour all the time, and we can really find that thing that just feels easy and fits into the rest of our life, it's going to be so much easier to stick with, right? And ultimately, this is going to end up freeing up more of your precious time and mental energy, which who doesn't want that, right? If anything, I think the biggest benefit to finding your sweet spot is the sustainability factor. Some things to keep in mind when you're trying to find your sweet spot. Finding your sweet spot ultimately needs to look at your preferences, your goals, the amount of time that you have right now in your schedule, as well as your financial situation. Finding your sweet spot is looking at so much more than just the amount of calories burned or the fat lost or calories consumed, because at the end of the day, you are so much more than any of that, and your life is made up of so much more than that too, right? Our lives are not just boiled down to what we look like or the weight loss. You're going to have to look at your goals, both in terms of training and in your personal life, with which we just kind of touched on. What is your experience, right? Your ability. So if you're a beginner, you're going to want to kind of ease into it, right? If you're a little bit more experienced, just because you can, just because your body can tolerate working out a little bit more, doesn't necessarily mean that you need to or that that's in your best interest. You're going to have to look at the amount of time that you have, but also the amount of time that you want to devote to working out, to thinking about your nutrition. What's your financial situation? Do you have extra money to invest in some recovery stuff or supplements or a trainer or a program or something like that, working with a coach? Look at your overall stress level. Look at your nutrition. Look at your sleep and the quality of sleep that you're getting. Look at your stress level. You're really going to have to take all of these things into consideration when you are looking at the fitness goals that you have for yourself. And then you can kind of go back and check to see, like, okay, if I'm looking at my goals, I'm looking at my priorities and everything else that I want to accomplish in life, does this all kind of work together, right? It's like a puzzle that you're just trying to find the right pieces and the right places to fit those in, right? Are there things that you're going to have to give up or sacrifice? And are you willing to do that? So really identify, like, what am I willing to do to reach this goal? And what am I not willing to do? For example, you might be willing to skip Sunday brunch with your friends for a little while, so that you could train for a marathon or train for something else. But is that a change or a sacrifice that you want to make forever? Or maybe you decide that you're going to cut back on other parts of your household budget. That way you can, you know, schedule in some time to work with a coach or something like that. So it's, you know, it's kind of looking at these short-term trade-offs versus those long-term trade-offs and asking, you know, like, are you willing to go there? And for how long? So some questions that you might ask yourself when you're setting your goals and you're prioritizing your goals: what are the top 3 to 5 goals that you have right now? So again, keeping in mind personal goals as well as fitness related goals and business goals. So looking at your life as a whole, what are your top 3 to 5 goals? looking at all of the different obligations that you have, your current level of fitness, the resources that you have, are your goals realistic in the sense of like, not can you achieve them, because I believe that you can, but is it realistic in the sense of does it fit within the rest of your life? If not, you might just consider adjusting your goals slightly, or for the meantime, just kind of setting the bar a little bit lower, right? Or giving yourself more time to achieve it. So you don't have to completely cancel the goal, but maybe you tweak it a little bit, or maybe you give yourself a longer period of time to achieve it. What are you willing to let go of so that you can achieve that goal? And for how long? We already kind of touched on that. What are some of your non-negotiables? So these are the things that you are absolutely not willing to sacrifice or give up for the goal. And it's okay to identify these. It's okay to own this. And I think it's okay to protect these things, right? At the end of the day, only you know what your values are. Only you know what the most important things are for you. So be willing to set those boundaries and to protect those things. What are the things that give your life meaning, that like fill your cup, fill your soul? I think that fitness and proper nutrition and, you know, being healthy or having, you know, vibrancy, those are things that should add to your life and not detract from it. And when we get sucked into that more mentality, it's really easy for this thing that used to maybe be life-giving or used to be something that you used to enjoy to become something that you dread or something that is kind of sucking the life out of you instead. I want you to think about where you're at right now in your life and your fitness level. Think about being consistent with your training, with your nutrition, and your recovery, right? To make progress, you need to be consistently addressing all of these different things, right? Remember, it all kind of works together. It's the nutrition, it's the exercise, it's resting, it's recovery, it's your stress management, it's your sleep. And then give yourself some time, give yourself some patience to really see the results, to see those habits, to see those behaviors adding up and making change. So at the end of the day, you want to think about what are the things that fill your soul, that give your life some meaning, right? What are the things that excite you and get you out of bed in the morning? Living a fit and healthy lifestyle should be something that adds to your life and not detracts from it, right? If we get to that place where it's something that we dread or we're not excited about it, or it kind of becomes that gray cloud that's looming over, it might be time to just kind of take a step back, to take a little bit of a break and just sort of reassess. And there is absolutely no shame in that. I promise you're not going to lose all the gains. You're not going to lose all your results overnight. But remember that being healthy is about so much more than what you look like, right? It's that mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health that we are after. That's going to be the thing that ultimately ends up allowing us to show up in the world and the way that we were created to be, and ultimately to do the things that we were put on this earth to do. So thank you so much for hanging out with me in this two-part series. Keep your eyes and your ears out for more information around this topic. If you are looking to make some changes in your nutrition or in the way that you approach fitness, I would love to be your coach. I would love to be the woman that gets to walk beside you in this journey. And right now I have a couple of different opportunities for you. You can get started for less than $1 a day with my 30-day mindful eating challenge. And if you are wanting a little bit of extra support as you walk through that, if you don't want to do it alone, I want you to send me an email to alicia@aliciacarlson.com and let me know that you are interested in tacking on a little bit of coaching for that. Right now, my prices are phenomenal, and I promise you are not going to have these rates around for too much longer, but I do have a couple of spots. And ultimately, I just want to help you kind of get the most out of that program. And I know sometimes, especially as we're kind of navigating some new waters, it can be great to have that hand to hold. So if you want more information about that, go ahead and head on over to aliciacarlson.com. I'll have all the links below. And like I said, if you're interested in having a little bit of hand holding during that process, I want you to shoot me an email, alicia@aliciacarlson.com. Until next time, have a great rest of your week, and I'll talk to you again soon.